It is our spiritual privilege to pray on behalf of others and on behalf of our community. And we should receive it as an honor that these prayers are entrusted to us, and we then in turn entrust them to God, who has heard them even before they were written or spoken. These are the actual prayers of real people. None of them are made up by us. Well, a few of us have included our own prayers, of course. And if you are among them, you will hear your prayer, at least this year's prayer, read aloud. These are people's prayers in their own words. We have made no changes save in those occasions where it appeared that anonymity may be desirable. We have removed a last name. A few of you may have your prayers read aloud and may be here. But most of the people who have offered us prayers will never step through the doors of this church. And that's okay. I am okay with that because we have a spiritual bridge with them, because they have entrusted their prayers to us and we have honored that trust. We have built a spiritual bridge. So as we read these prayers from Pride, how that will happen, the readers will read a group of the prayers, and before and between each of those groups of prayers, we will sing a prayer chorus as a community. So we will alternate singing a group of prayers, singing a group of prayers, until we have read aloud and prayed on behalf of our community all of the prayers that have been left with us. So let us pray.
Thank you, Lord, for this day, weekend, and for giving me life everlasting. Thank you. Thank you, God, for my health, my job, and my friends.
All my friends and family and pets are doing okay. Thank you for being at Pride.
I am thankful for loving progress and hopeful for further advances worldwide.
For equality and acceptance, for all lives lost to misunderstanding and bigotry.
Bless all those who are free to choose.
To remember to post my new AA meeting flyers for my trans meeting.
That those in need of courage, acceptance, or belonging find that they can find it as long as they search and don't give up.
Grateful for my new church family, for everyone to be unconditionally happy,
for love and happiness,
to always find peace and happiness,
for peace and strength,
for the prosperity of all,
acceptance of others' belief system.
Give mine to the next person.
Blessings sent to all, love conquers all.
Joy be for you, joy be mine, joy of the Lord.
Sherry H. was in an accident, sending her love.
For Carrie, to learn better financial management skills for her new relationship, and for her to continue to learn acceptance of those who are different.
That God changes a friend of mine's perspective towards people with special challenges and make them realize that they are all God's children.
Peace in the world, hope for Sunnyside Church for a positive outcome.
Roy, teaching job full-time next year.
That Stephanie's new job will be wonderful and rewarding.
For one who struggles with depression and self-acceptance, for struggles with health issues and finances.
I pray that my friend Max will find self-acceptance and filial love.
I pray for peace and filial stability and for my friend Cameron and Megan.
For Henry, that he heal and for his family.
For Joni, whose MS gets really overwhelmingly painful.
For Holly T's health and doctor's wisdom to find a cure for her diabetes.
Please keep positive prayers and thoughts for Adrian, 34 years old, with stage 3 breast cancer. Have God continue to hold her up on this difficult journey. Prayers for hubby, Kurt, and son, Jaden, too. Send much love.
A prayer for Manal to heal his cancer, love.
For a friend who just had surgery for lung cancer.
For Crystal in Bend, prayers following thyroid removal due to cancer. She's 42 years old and a deputy sheriff in Bend.
For Cam's peaceful passing.
For David, for improved mental, emotional, and physical health, and for a very successful transition from San Francisco to moving to Portland.
Prayer for a missing child. Help her find her way to the help, love, and safety she needs.
My name is Cody. I want my friends to be happy and to stop being distant and apathetic to life.
Jacob, may he get the help he seeks and deserves.
All drug addicts to get clean. Dave P.
Pray for my family.
For my family and foster family.
That my family stays healthy. Tricia, Amanda, Shay, Mason.
My family because they're going through a hard time. Also for me to become mentally stable.
That my mother finds the balance that is needed in her life.
For my mother to get better and find peace and happiness.
Please pray for my dad who has throat cancer.
I pray that my father-in-law survives stage 4 throat cancer. His name is Chesley J.
To my mother, Kelly, make her life as stressful-free as it can be, as she is the most wonderful woman with a delicate heart.
God, help my mom to quit drinking and cure her cancer.
For my mom's MS to go into remission, Trixie.
Prayers for my grandmother who has Alzheimer's and for my family to deal with it.
My two grandmothers, may they feel loved and cared for despite dementia.
For my family, oldest brothers, myself, and my sister. We lost our mom on April 18, 2015. We miss her very much. Gary.
My mother is in heaven. Where else can she be?
Pray for my sis, Holly. She is not doing good.
Complete remission for my sister, Patsy.
Let my brother find a job.
For my two sisters' health concerns and healing for them.
For my sister, Jill, who is struggling with addiction.
God, please help my brother stay off heroin. Thank you.
My nephew, who is 23, has learned he is HIV positive.
For my daughters to be kept safe and returned home soon, for strength and wisdom for us, for jobs and housing, and for family that they are well.
That my son is safe and strong with his mama. Tommy.
For the safety of my children, Sari, Nicole, and Nicholas Jr.
To keep my new grandbaby safe during a high-risk pregnancy.
No one else in the family gets sick.
For God to provide for my school, money is tight and I'm not sure I can do summer term. I pray that God will provide for me and my family. Love, Haley.
For my son and I, that the financial troubles we have end and happiness start.
My friends and family find the best way to be happy.
To keep my family safe and healthy through my lifetime and theirs.
To have strength to come out to my parents.
That Mark will come out to his family.
For my mom to accept my brother and I.
For my grandparents to accept me for who I am.
For my children to be more open to gay pride, to see that most LGBTQ people are no different than me.
For my sisters April and Shannon to be affirmed and secure in their lives and identities. Amanda.
That my daughter Emily would come to believe how beautiful and worthy she is in Christ.
That my three children get through my divorce knowing that they are loved and wanted and that I tried for 20 years to make it work.
Praying for my dad today in his path to self-love. Praying to find my authentic self.
For my dad's partner to stay strong and heal with the loss of my very missed daddy, who is now in heaven.
That homosexuality is accepted, and our kids are not bullied for having two moms.
For my daughter's polyamorous family, that they would find their way through their current struggles, remember to put love and their children first, and they would find the love of God.
Please pray for my girlfriend who is trans. She thinks it is a curse, but I know it's a blessing and a calling. Please let God speak to her that she is loved. Help her to know that she is a valued servant of God and that she will have thy spirit to be with her always. Thank you.
For every LGBTQ person to recognize that Christianity and being queer are not mutually exclusive.
For the Episcopal Church gathering this week to consider real marriage equality.
For the Catholic Church to love me as much as I love it.
My mother is stuck in a place of fear, and though she was the most powerful prayer warrior I've known, she is now too depressed to pray at all. May she know God's okay with me, that I prayed and she did a good job raising me, even if I am a lesbian.
That my parents would be proud to be at my wedding, even if I'm marrying a man.
To be loved and understood by my family and friends. Thank you, Lord. Joyful relationship.
For healing and harmony in relationship.
For wisdom and health in my relationship with my girlfriend and a decision I need to make about our future together.
That my partner will find peace sooner than later and to give his mind a rest.
To find true happiness with myself and my partner, to have the chance to live our dreams, travel, and have a home and family.
That my husband will be able to sleep and find more energy to face the world with.
My future wife will always have health, happiness, and joy throughout her life. Thank you, Lord.
I hope my husband gets a promotion.
Pray for Jamie's full recovery after surgery, Jamie.
For Tammy to manage her diabetes and to feel good again. Love you, honey.
Please give my family the happiness we deserve. Let us find a place to call our home for beautiful, healthy babies.
That I can find a significant other.
That God will help me move past my grief and learn to love life again.
Thank you for my beautiful trans wife. Her coming out to me saved our marriage, and I am so lucky to be married to such a beautiful soul.
Thank you.
I pray for a smooth transition to Portland and success in my continuing education employment.
Safe travels back to Texas.
To become a unit educator and for our finances to get better.
To find a job. Thank you.
Pray for my job.
For financial blessing and peace.
Housing in Inner Portland, $800 rent, allows dogs by July 31st.
I would like to pray that I will stay a healthy, HIV-positive man.
Prayer for vitality as I am aging. Praise God for my recovery after a heart attack.
To understand why people who have an issue with looking different or loving different people cannot accept that, so I can talk to them.
For healing, Aaron.
My name is Savannah. I want to be cured of depression and find true love and peace so that I can heal others.
To be loved for who I am, not what I am.
For my life to get figured out to the point where I can start writing again.
Peaceful resolution.
To stay stable and happy.
May I have the strength and grace to remain open-hearted in the face of disappointment and pain.
Health for me and for me to be closer to God. Acceptance of all people and for LGBTQ people struggling.
Faithful and healing God, thank you for giving me the strength to get through the death of my dear mom. Also, thank you for bringing my new friend Jason into my life.
To be guided by God and not my own selfish agenda. Health and happiness for my children and strength to grow with and closer to God.
That I will get to know more of God's love for me.
Lord, give me strength and courage to be myself and fill me with your everlasting love.
Spirit of pride this weekend.
To have equality around the world and peace and love for everyone.
Acceptance. We have the right to exist as ourselves.
To have all the queer community know how each person is very special and is made purposefully by our Creator. Be who they are created to be.
No more prejudice and only acceptance.
That all people are treated equal, no matter what.
That we can all, regardless of our differences, achieve true unity and equality.
For a world that understands diversity and where everyone can learn to be empathetic.
For us to stop all the wars and hatred against one another.
Let us all open our minds to kindness and respect, love, world peace.
World peace.
Peace and love for all forever.
Let everyone step into their beautiful wholeness, feel free, live with delight, and that justice reign.
May your life be filled with peace and love, no matter your circumstances.
True happiness and peace for all people.
May every person have love, hope, and equality. You are beautiful.